the porn on your computer, Jan, the hardcore pornographic sex film on your laptop, that was me. I'm fundamentally a sex addict. I wank 10, maybe 12 times a day. It's a disease, a wanking disease. I done the downloading, and then I done a wank.
God, welcome back. Will.
Yes.
Hello. Hello. Hello, sir.
How are you doing?
Kate.
I'm already disappointed in you.
Why? What'd I do?
I thought you'd have a new song for the new year.
I almost had one. I almost was going to go with Am I Demon by Danzig.
But you don't.
Which
one
is that?
It's called Am I Demon by Danzig.
That's I'm holding out for Holy Diver.
Does what? It be, no.
Holy Diver.
I abhor Dio. I'm sorry.
Get the Kill Switch cover.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Kill Switch. F Kill Switch, too. I'm no lover of theirs.
No, it was like them and they covered Holy Diver.
He's a
and then.
Kill Switch lover.
Was it Five Finger Death Punch covered?
sounds like an angry dragon type thing.
Was it Bad Company?
I did a so Five Finger decent. Death Punch.
I know it's a
badge.
Retarded name.
But, it really is.
But they're actually. Pretty big, I guess, in the metal community.
So they count for nothing. Yes. They are a very loud noise in a very small room. Speaking of which, welcome to Papa's Basement, our first show of the new year. It's been a while. What, 3 weeks?
Something like that.
We missed at least two because
it
fell...
Christmas and New Year's.
Christmas and New Year's.
We missed the Xmas and the New Year's, but we are back. And we ain't going anywhere until the board of directors tells us otherwise because we are found profane. In the meantime, you can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Show archives, as well as my writing at impapasbasement.com. Tweet us, Papa's Basement. And I'm not going to give your Twitter names at the beginning.
Why not?
Fine. Plug you.
I'm actually using it.
Are you? Are you finally using it?
Somewhat.
Because some woman finally... bared breast or something along those lines, right? Am I right?
No, I mean, well, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't judge me.
Exactly.
Don't judge me, monkey.
I know how the brain of a Papa Giorgio works. I know you better than you know yourself, you son of a bitch. Okay, plug your handle, sir.
All right, Twitter, whatever, at Billy Basil, B-I-L-L-Y-B-A-S-I-L.
And Kate, your handle or handles, your plurals?
Atomic Kate, that's A-T-O-I-M, A-T-O.
God,
no.
Shout it out.
What? It's got two C's. I don't need to type it. I don't ever type myself. What?
Slow down.
The word atomic. Word atomic plus C-A-T-E.
Yeah, but it's there got two C's. That's the important part. It's not a Tommy Kate.
And which of your bands are you plugging today?
Oh, next show coming up is with the awfully named cover band. That's not tonight, but next Saturday night at Spanky Shenanigans.
What's its actual name, or is it called Awfully Named Cover Band?
It's called. I did not name it.
That'd be a little creative.
Just along, I just show up and sing. It's called Karma Electra.
God damn.
Yeah, I know, right?
God damn.
Jesus Christ.
So I know. I did not name it. They're nice people. I show up and sing.
But see,
that's next
Carmen
show.
Electra
just
is even
it out
a musician.
Of my epic studio right
well,
now.
Well, I guess she had probably one SE album with Prince or something.
Well,
she had something.
They named the band back when she was still relevant to anything.
Yeah,
and how
he
old
will
is
not
this
give
band?
Up. The bassist will not give up the name.
But that's something
how
like,
old is this bassist?
But you know what? It doesn't even matter because nobody goes to cover bands because it's like, oh, I remember that band. They were awesome.
They are the public radio of music.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we show up, we get a paycheck. Show some skin.
Yeah,
whatever.
You probably get paid more than most like original bands.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck
no,
yeah,
this
yeah.
area is pathetic.
I love having two frustrated musicians.
I can go out there and wear a skirt and get a bunch of old drunk men to go, you guys are great. And I get money at the end of it. And I don't even have to touch anybody.
Innova, use that pedal.
And then I got a show with Aubrio coming up. It's a benefit show for Mission to Haiti, and that's February 4th.
They don't need your pocket change.
That's AU, yeah. I know. AUBRIOT and AubrioBand.com. And then I've got another show coming up February 26th with Betty Noir, BETTENOIR. BettyNoir.com.
You know, when I said that plug your stuff, I had no idea it'd be the first 8 minutes of the show.
Yeah, well, you never ask me, so I'm getting it all in right now.
Can you actually sing?
Sometimes.
Can you sing?
Can you do it for about 10 seconds while I get this crap out of my face?
I don't know. Imagine this is like an American Idol audition.
Yeah, there's a reason I didn't audition for American Idol. I don't want to do that crap. I actually do perform a Kelly Clarkson song.
You can't make Brennan sing right now.
What?
He's too...
What?
What, you don't like the Step Brothers record?
You got to give me a genre.
It's humid in here. I'm not in the right mindset.
Thank you. Took 10 seconds for the human MP3 to load, but thank you when it did.
No, I do. Okay. I got it. I get things.
Smart.
I actually saw it a couple of times recently, most of it anyway. Pretty decent.
I love it.
One of his better flicks.
Totally rewatchable compared to a lot of his. Yeah. I almost dropped an S-bomb. We've been off the radio way, way too long. Kate, did you do anything good over the break as you dig into your teeth right now?
I wasn't digging into my teeth. I was actually biting my nail.
Oh,
would you like
sexier.
Me to do that on mic?
Much sexier, yes.
I can bite my toenails, too. Would you like me to do that on mic?
All right.
Sorry, you missed me. Yeah, my break was pretty awesome.
What'd you do? Anything?
Well, after I gave notice to my job that I was quitting,
Ooh,
I then proceeded to take several days off.
Okay.
And then we had a
It's not
a
taking
week.
Days off if you're unemployed.
No, I'm not.
I still work there right now. Did I what?
Did you squirrel them away? Because I know when I quit, I had Jude away like 2 weeks of break.
I didn't know I was going to be leaving necessarily. So I'm taking up all this personal time that I never could actually take while I was working there because you get a lot of personal time, but you can't actually take it because you have to go in.
The sad state of the American job.
I was really cheesed off because, okay, so my car broke down. Didn't totally break down, but I didn't want to drive it. I didn't feel safe.
What happened?
Well, the battery connection is loose.
Put a finger in an audio box.
What did it do to make you feel unsafe, Kate?
I don't know. It was just kind of creepy.
The headlights stare at you as you bent over.
The battery connection was loose and the hood won't latch, which is an ongoing issue that I have because somebody rear-ended me.
Shoddy Volkswagen.
No, somebody rear-ended me. And I was in this... I was in an accident in D.C., which was
not
my fault.
Someone just left a quart of oil under the hood. How do you know anything?
And a taxi driver caused an accident in D.C., which meant I was sandwiched between a car that had stopped and I stopped for and the car behind me, which did not stop.
Okay. What does the matter with you?
I know. And then the taxi pulled off, which is why I love taxi drivers in D.C.
I'm going to get my stones.
I think you have the wrong accent there.
Why? What's that?
If he sped off, it was obviously a black taxi driver.
Oh, mama.
Thank you. Much better.
This is B-tenses.
I got piles.
My breath smelled like Boom Farm.
What is the word, Thunderbirds?
How much MD-2020 could I consume? I think I'm over the limit.
Because high proofs is. Okay, now that you and I and no one else is thoroughly entertained, continue.
It's just like so funny because I was listening to all the promos for like the professional shows on this station. I was like, why don't we get one?
Yeah.
Amos and Andy black voices from like the 40s.
I am in the basement with papas.
Oh, shit.
No.
Poorly at that.
Well, this segues nicely into the Tom Sawyer controversy that I know we're going to talk about today.
Actually, worked.
Yeah, maybe now.
This is the type of group that reads books, quote unquote.
Book. Hey, Snooki's an author, so
Lord.
It's all downhill.
Don't start me on that. That one actually gets to me.
Yeah. Well, okay. So anyway, so I had a problem with my car. I was going to go out and find out what was wrong with it because at the moment I didn't know what was wrong. No.
It's usually wrong with a lot of cars.
No. Yesterday morning. And so I go upstairs and I email my boss to let him know this crap's going on and I don't know exactly when I'm going to be
This is the boss you've already quit on?
Yeah. Well, then he emails me and...
He doesn't care.
Go ahead and quit, quitter.
No, well, I...
Quitty McQuit.
Get it wrapped up one way
or
something.
I expect, you know, when one of my employees you know, writes me and says, I'm not going to be in for whatever reason, and this is a responsible employee who shows up.
What, do you want him to mail you cookies?
No, I want him to say, okay, well, you know, that
like,
kind
oh,
of blows.
Does everything hate okay? things no. stop working oh, you know, on you?
Is pants beating you, Kate?
Oh, I have the bruise I can shake.
Yeah.
No, I want, you know, like, kind of blows. It's too bad we have a lot of work, you know, but get it sorted out. We'll, you know, we'll see you as soon as you can get here. You know, I don't mind a kind of sense of urgency, like, wow, we really want you here because there's stuff we got to do. But I then got this email back that was like,
Kate, the meatloaf!
We gotta drive you. We'll get someone to drive you over here. And I'm like, dude, if I can't fix my car today, I'm probably not going to be able to get it fixed over
what,
the weekend.
He's offering like a company chauffeur or something?
Yeah, like to have someone. I'm like, hey,
that's
I'm not going to
awesome.
Accept that. No, I'm not going to accept that because
it's
you
just,
can pay for
it's
a cab.
Saying he wants his
I'm not getting
there.
The associate editor to drive out and pick me up.
Do you know how much ass you could get in a limo?
It's not a limo.
Well,
it's the associate editor's, like, Nissan or something.
Oh, F that.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm not going to have someone drive out in their personal...
Puzzy.
I'm not going to have someone drive out in their personal car. They want to pay for a cab, like, use a cab voucher, that's fine.
And it's the cab who hit you.
No, that was in D.C.
Don't I know you, bitch?
I recognize you.
No, that was, like, 2 years ago. But anyway...
Wait,
so
what?
That was... That is the reason my hood latch is effed up.
It sounds so
Wait,
dirty.
So you
Tell
never
us about your hood, lash,
talk
girl.
To your insurance or whatever?
No, because I didn't really care. I'm not one of those people who's
she
like
had four keys in the
and
truck.
I fixed it. It was fixed.
Yeah, but it's not your fault. Like they should make
yeah,
your car.
Yeah, but I'm
like...
not one of those people because who would have to pay for it? Not the jack wipe who caused the accident. The guy behind me who just couldn't stop.
And
so? Wow, yeah.
And he had
who
to pay
cares?
For three other people's cars. I care because I'm not that kind of person, and it doesn't
am.
Really matter.
I remember one time someone rear-ended me like 5 miles an hour. I called the cops.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, bud.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
not trusting
I mean,
you.
I rear-ended some people like 6 months ago because I was looking at some really ugly chick. Like, that's the most embarrassing part. I got the cops called on me. I didn't care.
Yeah, well, you know, what annoys me is when it's nothing and people call the cops. And I knew
oh,
this was something.
I tore this car up so hard.
Oh, well, if it's something, then you have
up.
To.
It was an ugly girl from Maryland. I'll never
but
forget
But anyway,
the
I didn't know about the hood problem until later. And it doesn't really matter because my mechanic fixes it for free.
Why?
Yeah.
Because he's awesome.
Does Pants need to know this?
You know, they're a great mechanic. Can I plug them? They're awesome.
Does he plug you?
Beat me to it.
No, I go to this great mechanic and I'm really
check
sorry
your
that
oil.
I'm really sorry I won't be able to go to them more often because they're not going to be near my new office.
Aw.
Yeah, no, they're really great.
Because
so,
he got
anyway.
Married and is trying to leave his old life behind.
This car requires another finger of oil.
Jesus.
So I get this BS from my office, and I'm like, screw this. I'm not going in today on principle. Because if you can't deal with the fact that my car just had an unexpected problem, and I was intending on coming in, then why are you going to give me like this hard time about it? It doesn't help anything. I mean, it just
They
took...
sound like a really needy boyfriend you're trying to break up with.
Well, it took me back to the days.
Without,
it took me back
yeah.
to the days of like working at the Kmart, and your boss guilts you when you get sick
yeah.
because they don't believe you're sick because so many people do that crap. And it's like, no, I'm a responsible person.
Your boss
and...
sounded exactly like the black taxi.
So anyway, so that's what happened at work and why I was so cheesed off about that. And that's why I'm driving my boyfriend's car today.
You're in the Pantsmobile?
Yep.
What is the Pantsmobile?
It's like my car, but with the sports engine and leather seats.
He drives a Golf?
He drives a GTI.
The same thing.
It's the two-door with the sports engine. No, his head.
Does it stand for
I am
gay
dangerous
something,
in his...
something? I'm not creative to come up with on the spot.
I am dangerous in his car because it just goes, boom. Like, it just takes off. It's so sweet, man. I'm doing 90. It's not even up to 3,000 RPMs. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, it's sweet. So that's why I don't have
one of those.
Huh? Really?
They're pretty sick. My friend Chip had, like, Golf.
Which... We call him Chop. Yes. We're creative with the nicknames here.
Well, no, so I just started calling him that, and it's funny because, like, apparently when he was younger, kids used to call him that, and it made him cry. So, of course, it stuck. He never should have let that morsel out.
God. How great would it be if, like, a girl he was with just to spite a moan Chop in bed, and he goes immediately soft? Because that's the physics of that.
Alrighty.
We had a good break, didn't we, Will? You were actually around the house.
Yeah, slothing it up.
Around Mommy's Ponderosa, where I stake my claim. But yeah. It was good to see you. I assume like 80% of the time you were there just because your laptop's broken.
No, I just
You actually wanted to be there?
I hate being by myself.
You didn't have anything else to do.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that's cool then. I'm happy you came around. Because usually, like at least back in the day, only come around if your computer was dying, which it currently is, because God knows what kind of pornography you look at. Why can't you look at wholesome stuff like me?
Like what?
Like two girls and a guy and, I don't know, amateur allure and, you know, big T's, round A's, things like that. What kind of sites do you visit?
Bad ones, apparently.
God. I mean, to the point they attack his hardware. Like, he goes through laptops like toilet paper. I've had two. The first one broke because I literally dropped it and the cord ripped out and the entire thing shattered. And even then, it held up for like about a year after that. Will, you kill him like 3 months out of warranty. I don't know how you do it.
It seems to average about once a year.
Yeah, and I don't mind buying you new ones because it's like easier than coming up with a real gift. I just buy him a new GD laptop every Christmas. But sometimes I do wonder what the hell you look at, man.
Dark stuff.
No, God, like just not even fit for these airwaves porn.
Probably not.
Just I just imagine like horses and people with scimitars and
nothing that bad.
Really?
No.
Okay. I mean,
nah, just dogs.
Just dogs.
No horses.
Oh.
No livestock. Just a mess.
Sex addiction is very similar to drug addiction. You have to keep going for the harder and harder stuff to get the same high.
I wonder if there's celeb animal porn, like we have the fifth Lassie nude or something like that.
Spuds McKenzie
from
Family Guy. I've shot him up with a liquid Viagra, but you're going to have to do most of the work.
Flipper banging one of the Budweiser Clydesdales. Things like that. Is that what my brother needs? I'm not going to judge you, man.
No, nothing that bizarre.
Okay.
But probably the limits of what humans can do.
Oh, okay. God damn it. Why? No, I love joking that it's because you look at just disgusting pornography, but I think everything's really poorly made nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't every guy do that anyway?
Yeah. I love to bust your balls about it.
Wasn't there a South Park about this very same topic?
Yeah, no, I love to bust your balls about it in front of Mom because for some reason she just assumes that I don't look at it because I'm like, God, what do you do?
She does. She knew she was interrupting you beating it the other day.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Well, why'd she keep interrupting?
I don't know.
God damn it.
I guess she's not familiar with guy code.
Yeah. Thanks, Maria. So
the doors are locking, don't go and knock.
Seriously.
It's not that hard to figure out. Why else would you lock a door?
I'm busy napping.
There's no reason unless you are getting changed, which takes all of 2 seconds.
Which I do in front of you all anyhow because I don't care. No, there's literally one reason I locked that door. Well, great. Why would she keep knocking then?
I don't know. It's disturbing to even hear her say that.
Oh, why did she say that? I won't be able to get it up for like 10 minutes now.
I don't know how you could. That's just like,
oh, in that house?
Yeah.
Like, oh, don't even start me. Don't even start me. I have to enter a zen-like state to drown out that cacophony in the background. Oh God, no. Oh, she knows. I don't like that.
I know.
Oh, I hate knowing she knows.
It's all bad.
God, I need to get the hell back out of there. It's been like a year and a half. Just a slow death. Oh, she knows. Why did you tell me that?
I was pondering not, but for the sake of the audience's entertainment.
God damn, no. I needed to know that I know that you know.
You gonna give her the De Niro and Little Fockers? The eyes to eyes. It doesn't translate over radio.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, I guess I need a little more money to get the hell out of there. And it's a good thing that the New Year's rolled around because I think there's a moratorium on evictions or something like that during the Christmas season. All I know is I think most people know I have 2 big boy jobs. One is kind of working as a DJ in some professional capacity, which really isn't a big boy job.
I was just going to say.
Nah, it's small time. That's why I live at home and lock the door, and my mom knows what I do behind said locked door. God, I won't be able to look at her in the eyes for like the rest of the day. I was actually going to go home and watch the playoffs in my room and lock the door, but now I'll have to leave it wide open, lest she think I'm up to something.
Who the hell's playing today?
Oh, I want to say the first game is New Orleans
Seahawks.
And Seahawks, and then the late might be Colts against the Jets.
Wait, would you rather you just left the door open, or would you rather she thought that you were pleasuring yourself to a football game?
Exactly. That's the quandary here. She's going to hear like 4th and 2 and just imagine I'm puttering along to it. What the hell?
Maybe she thinks you have it on as white noise.
Which I've been forced to do.
Procession or procedure back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, I'll turn on sometimes it's like the loudest Saturday mornings cartoons, and I'm just like getting my jag onto Pokemon X or whatever.
I've started doing it in the mornings because, like, my sleep and work schedule's all turned around, but I don't know. I used to hate that. I used to hate to be a nighttime activity.
No, I don't know what's gotten into me. It's like second puberty, man. I'm going for like 2-3 rounds a day. I don't know what the hell's up. I'm like a dog in a cage. It's not right. It's not right.
I think that's your body's way of telling you need the real thing.
Probably. I don't know. That really doesn't solve anything, though. Because then you just want that more, and you still do it on the side. Or at least I do.
No, me too. I did both last night.
Hey, good for you.
I've done that many times while there's a woman sleeping in my bed like 10 feet away.
I can't bring myself to that, but I'll excuse myself to the bathroom.
Oh, no. I did that last night, and that is far from the first time I've done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the Dave Attell joke. Back in college, I learned how to masturbate without moving. No, wow.
What do you care? I mean, it's like if it's someone you're sleeping with and they catch you. I mean, it's still somewhat embarrassing.
Yeah, I'd say it's really like embarrassing, even if they've done stuff to your junk like 10 minutes earlier. It's still hella embarrassing if you got a knuckle full of it.
I mean, you know her.
Yes,
she's
I do.
She's not going to make a big deal out of it.
That's true. The woman in question.
Other chicks might.
I do not like doing that in front of people.
I'm not
Call me old-fashioned. I am not Bob Crane, and this is not autofocus. That is not my bag. And a silent shrug, yeah. Which translates so well.
I don't know what to say to that.
Nah, I mean, good for you. You got a good woman who is okay with your activities.
Yeah, she don't care.
I don't know. I'm just happy because I'm making bucks again because my second job
People are losing their homes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a locksmith, and my main income...
People are kicked out into the cold, cold D.C. winter.
I change the locks on doors from people who have been evicted from their house, so they cannot get back in. If you've ever watched Roger Moore's...
Michael Moore.
There. Roger. Shut
Bond
up.
Doing a documentary.
He did Roger and Me. I'm going for that. Wasn't quite so bad. Michael Moore's Roger and Me. They follow around this guy, and they completely demonize him as he goes around and evicts people from their houses. That's my job.
Who's Roger?
He was a Nike executive.
Oh. Wait,
not
is that
Nike.
The...
He was a Chrysler executive, car executive, and he took a lot of jobs out of Flint, Michigan.
I don't watch that liberal crap.
Good for you. Are you actually conservative?
You'll never know.
Yes.
Maybe. She could be one of those weird conservatives that's like kind of hip.
You know someone's Republican and you're like, oh, so who do you vote for? Like,
Actually, young Republican parties are the most fun.
I guess because they're all like repressed and stuff.
No,
yeah, having lived
nuts.
In D.C.
Like,
when
shove
I
shove a lamp up my A and that's just the warm-up.
Yeah, they are crazy. And that actually made me uncomfortable when I was younger because I'd go to these young Republican parties and I'd get invited and I'd be like, well, I can't talk to you guys about politics because I don't really give an ish.
Yeah.
And...
No, all those people who made a big deal about being like Christian in high school
are
the biggest scumbags in the
world. Oh, yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah.
Like, I got 2 abortions, but Jesus will forgive me.
Well, now I kind of wish I'd get invited to one of
the parties. Jesus holding my dead babies in each hand.
Like, how do you just close your damn legs?
Yeah, wow.
Because they apologized, and so Jesus says, hey, it's all right.
I
think Jesus is like anyone else. So he probably at a certain point goes, hey, enough, a-hole.
Stop being a whore, bro.
You know, he hands him a wad of cash like Paulie and Goodfellas. He goes, here, now I got to turn my back on you. $400
Not
or 4,000.
Not even enough
for the casket.
Oh, man. So back to the foreclosures that Roger Moore presided over. I just did that to provoke you. I'm not that retarded. So I break into these houses because I have locksmithing powers like that. I pick the lock and I go in, I change the locks out. And every so often, as you'd expect, like as an FU to the fact they're getting evicted, they'll make a bit of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Duty on the carpet.
Well, I would say, yeah, the old winner was some guys that I guess were breeding pit bulls in a black urban neighborhood.
They leave a Michael Vick dog corpse in there?
No, but I want to say for about the last month, they didn't let the dogs out.
Oh.
And it was just a sea of feces in the basement.
So it's like an episode of Hoarders?
Oh, so much worse. I mean, just like not everything in like imagine Hoarders, but everything's fecal matter.
Well, a lot of them do
They were hoarding fecal matter.
Yeah, some
do. Some of them do.
Really?
Yeah, they'll S in bags and just save them.
Keep it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why I love how mom's hoarding is enough to be annoying, but not enough to get on that show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she isn't urinating into mayonnaise jars and saving it.
No, these people are, like, ridiculous. They'll, like, just leave
about the jars of urine, sir.
In the fridge. And
we'll
just
hang on to those.
You know, they'll have, like, meat liquefying in there and stuff.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Maria's not that bad. We just have moldy cheese.
And, like, a room so filled with garbage, it is called the junk room.
Yeah, literally the junk room, which has just been given over to, like, martial law.
What's funny is when you know this as a kid, you kind of accept it. You go over to your friend's house, you're like, what?
You're like, where's
you
your junk room? Junk room? Yeah, where's your room that's treated like a goddamn toilet?
It's like Joe and the family guy, like, what, you guys don't have crap bags? Bonnie lied to me.
Oh, don't even start me on the junk room. I'd be like, oh, you call it a garage? That's weird.
Cars can fit in there?
Yeah, maybe.
Because we can't even get a human to fit in there.
Maybe junk room's just this Greek thing, but no.
If our cat goes in there by accident, she ain't coming out.
Oh, it's dead, yeah. We'll just, like, throw a couple, you know.
Mummified cat skeleton would be found, like, years later.
Throw a cross and some mothballs in there.
Mr.
That's the
Boots.
Burial. Mr. Boots is so soft and fluffy. But these people did, I'm not going to say the most original, but probably a really good vengeance. And it was indeed feces-based, as is all good vengeance. These properties get winterized before I come in, typically, meaning
it's like the water's shut off and stuff.
All the water's shut off, all the water's drained, meaning I actually can't use the toilets half the time, which sucks. So I have to, like,
you can
pee out back. No, because then it's just your urine sitting there.
And
it's like, gee, I wonder who left that.
Well,
maybe the
pee
locks
down the drain or something. Like the tub.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the fact that I actually do that in case any of my employers listen.
All right.
So for the sake of this argument, I go out back to urinate. And so I didn't realize this property had been winterized. And it's kind of like a gamble.
So they turn the water off while the person's still in there?
No, they leave like immediately. If I'm not there for the immediate eviction, they'll winterize it within a couple days.
Yeah.
And then I get in like a week later. These people must have been kicked out. Like,
once all acts of vengeance have been completed.
Oh, once they've just gone to town and shattered windows and done whatever the hell they wanted, peed on the carpets. But this property had been abandoned for quite some time because after I had finished my job, I'm like, you know, a squeege sounds really good right about now. So I crack the lid on the toilet and I find what has to be the oldest dump I've ever seen.
Mummified.
It was mummified. It was. I want to.
Did it have cuneiform in it?
No, it was, yeah, it was a hieroglyphic dump. I don't want to say it was
bird's
like
eye.
It wasn't Andre the Giant size. Like, it was normal human-sized dump, but it had become jet black with age and was just covered in mold, which had spread up.
Oh, that's pretty rotten, man.
Seat.
Jesus.
That's pretty rotten.
And the worst part was I had actually brought a camera because the employer had asked for some pictures of the house to be taken, like just one of the shattered doors.
Did you send them that?
No, I didn't send them that.
Why? Then they're going to think it was you. You got to absolve yourself.
Why? Why would they think my intestines are so goddamn bad that I'm going to crap a moldy dump? Like, no one's going to put that on me.
All right, well.
I think you're right,
you're
though.
In small claims court.
Maybe I should include that in the invoice. Please do note, there was one, parentheses, number one.
Well, yeah, I guess you're not supposed to
disgusting dump found in the toilet.
You're not even supposed to be in there to begin with, right?
No, I can go in.
Oh.
I have to walk around and rekey stuff.
No, I meant in the bathroom, though.
I mean, it's not like the bathroom's some sacred thing. I could walk in if I want. They just don't want me urinating and defecating willy-nilly, I suppose.
Right.
But, yeah, so I took snapshot after snapshot of this thing. Like, it was Marilyn Monroe in its heyday. I was utterly fascinated. It was so old, it didn't even stink.
Oh, that's almost weirder.
Yeah, oh, no. No more odor than a biscuit.
God.
It was pretty amazing. And it got me thinking, like, the whole car ride home, this is what was in my head. There's nothing better for vengeance than biological material, like, especially your waste.
Oh, yeah.
Because
totally
it's the nastiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like, when I went to USC, this chick, like, got in a fight with her roommates or something, moved out. And she was hot, too.
Just, oh, that's what makes it so much worse.
Yeah, it's duked in the middle of the floor like an effing dog.
Are you kidding me?
No. I mean, I didn't see it for myself.
It's like a hot 19-year-old co-ed. Like, you'd see her across a room, and, like, she'd go in the spank tank for later that night.
Yeah, she was hot, definitely.
And she just duked.
Yeah.
How can you even, like, I don't God, even think yeah. I could psychologically do that outside of a bathroom.
You were so conditioned not to.
And it was, it backfired on me miserably.
I mean, I've been camping, too.
Like, apparently your butt
Why
has to be
Why did you fall down into it or something?
No, it's got everywhere. Because I didn't know.
You had a racing stroke.
Apparently your ass has to be below your knees.
So it went down your scrot.
It went everywhere.
Ah, that's wrong.
Oh man,
like a curious hamster outside its cage, all, right, all like, over.
Outside my friend Luan's house, where we all kind of used to like hang out in high school.
Just go to the bathroom.
Well, no, there was like a tractor, bulldozer.
Okay,
what's the thing with the plow on it?
A bulldozer.
Okay.
Bulldozer, driven by Roger Moore.
Yeah, a bulldozer, I guess. You know, they're doing something at the end of the street. So there's a bulldozer. And, you know, I'm like some SE little 17, 18-year-old kid at that point.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, you know what would be funny? If I take an S on the seat, and then tomorrow morning some Mexican has to, like, you know, clean it up or sit in it, better
yet.
I thought
you were going to say, like, blindly hops on it.
Yeah, just be like,
Madre de Dios!
Yeah, so I was like, all right, I want to pinch a loaf, like, you know, on the seat of this bulldozer.
Oh, my God, okay.
So I do it, and, you know, I'm kind of, like, I guess squatting over the seat.
You can't actually sit in it because then it just mashes.
Yeah, so I have my butt
like
up.
A fried plantain.
But I didn't, like, you know, lift my legs even higher, like, you know, put them on the steering wheel or something, which I guess I would have had to do.
God damn. It's like a so, Mary Lou Retton duck.
I duke, and it just, like, gets all over my legs. Just everywhere. It's like smeared it. So it would be like if you had diarrhea and just let it go. It was bad. And of course, I didn't bring out any toilet paper with me. I'm such an idiot. Yeah. I don't know what I was planning on doing.
You're like, I'm going to go in a new place, and of course it's going to be a clean sweep. Yeah. Nothing could possibly go wrong here.
I was banking on a perfect dismount, you know? Yeah. Like, just put all my...
Lovely little dovetail at the end.
Yeah, I was betting all in that it was going to be one of those ones where, like, wiping wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
And of course,
where you take that one wipe just as reassurance, and you're like,
and you're like, this paper is cleaner than what it went in. Just looking at Kate's disappointed face. So anyway, I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? I don't have any spare pants here. I could go inside and shower and, like, wash my pants, but, like, that would mean, like, risking his parents seeing me. And, like, I can't
believe this really stern Vietnamese parents. Like, I at least remember the dad.
Yeah, I mean, they probably find it funny, but, like...
Oh, my God.
You know, I didn't even want to pull my pants up, and I don't want to track anything on the carpet.
So what,
but
you,
I can't
you
go
walk
in there.
Home like that? Why?
No, I can't go in there with, like, my pants around my ankles either. So, like, you know, Brian Hughes is actually a police officer now, or at least was.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
God
shout
bless
out.
Him. So I get in his car. He drives me back to mom's house. And so I
have your pants, like, still down?
I have to, like, sit in the back seat, like, doggy style. So I don't get it anymore. Like, all the windows are down because it's just
so the hell. You always take for granted how bad it stinks.
Yeah, that's what I always say. It smells that bad when it's in the air.
For a split second.
When it's just in the air around you.
When it pulls a Greg Louganis dive, it stinks.
It's ungodly.
And you're just sitting there with your ass in the air. Like Jenna Jameson.
Oh
my God.
And then I don't even know how I got in mom's house. Like
you blacked out. It was that dramatic.
Oh no! I mean, at that point,
I'm gonna puke. I'm gonna effing puke. I'm laughing.
I might have
so
just thrown the pants like straight in the trash, or like maybe try to sell it.
This is the worst prank ever. You've already gone through like $40 of clothing.
Talk on the definition of backfire.
Oh,
and that was one of those things where you have to go in the shower. He's like wiping, won't solve anything.
You'll kill an entire roll, and it'll still come back brown.
So, yeah, I just probably, and I probably had to, like, wash it off with my hands, too, because it was everywhere.
Well, you showed him. You showed him.
Yeah.
Showed Hector.
There go my hopes for not spending half an hour talking about y'all's feces.
Oh, my God.
What else would we do?
Yeah, really?
We have nothing.
We have nothing.
Do you want us to play the contemporary folk artist like that other guy?
Oh, no, please.
Oh, my
please,
God.
No.
Oh my God! I'm
it's either
derailed.
That or this.
I have to sit for like 30 seconds to gain my composure. Oh, that was more life-altering than a peyote trip. Wow.
The sad thing is, it really didn't have that much of an impact on me.
Oh, how so?
I don't know. I think because there are other times where we used to S outside.
Oh, you mean like you're supposed to do that and like cry and clutch a rosary and be like, I'll never do this again. No, of course you're going
to. No, yeah.
We,
like,
you'll just
time,
learn to keep your ass lower.
We were just loitering at Burke waiting for some hose or something. We just like, you know, sat on a park bench or something and did it. Although we had napkins.
Wendy's napkins.
Well, this isn't typical high school male bonding. Just essing in public.
I did more drugs and less like public defecation, I think.
It was, I mean, it was that, like, all kinds of destruction of property. Just in general being a little A.
See, yeah, I was big on the property destruction, but when it came to the bathroom crap, it was always people I knew and hated because, to me, the jam was seeing them after you knew they, like, ingested or dealt with some of your filth.
Like, peed in their gym locker on their street clothes.
Oh, well, we used to do that, like, all the time. Yeah, in middle school, you had the gym lockers with just that, like,
big
meshed
grate. Yeah.
As the, yeah, and you could just feed your wang through one of the holes in it.
I don't know about that, but you should at least guide your urethra like a hole up into it.
You could point the mouth of the sandworm into it. Yeah, you didn't have to actually feed it through the middle. Yeah. It was a funnier mental image, though. I mean, give me that. But yeah, you could just make all over them. You could just do like a fire hose on five.
And the best
of them.
Thing is, like, you would know who it got and done did well, to whatever the word is. Well, just because, like, if you
oh,
see
be wearing
someone,
their gym clothes,
yeah, they're wearing their gym clothes, like, walking through the hallways. Yeah. Yep. Your locker got peed.
No, man. The best urine thing I ever did was back at my 1 year at UVA where we were living in a suite situation. And we had this one roommate, an Asian dude, who hogged the TV to play his PS1 all day.
Oh,
Final Fantasy.
Twisted Metal.
And we just could not, like, we all hated this guy. And one time during finals, we were just up, I guess, you know, and you're so goddamn bored, you don't want to study. And one of us just snaps. And we noticed, because we'd sit there and just stare at him and hate him for, like, hours on end, like, why don't you get the picture? We want to use the goddamn TV, you idiot.
Why didn't you guys get another TV? Or was it, like, it came with a suite?
No, like, he bought the TV. Well, and the PS1, but it was still like,
well, then it was his TV.
I know, but it was like, don't be a sea sucker and use it till like midnight every day. But
that would be why I would buy his TV.
It
would be to use it.
But we only had one cable jack. Like, you would stake your claim almost to the one cable jack.
Yeah, well, if it's in like the common
area, it was in the communal room. Yeah,
yeah, you do have to share.
Yeah. So he was a piece
of
ass.
But why was he
watch,
using
like,
the cable jack?
Bunny rabbit.
If he was playing PS1, why
yeah,
was he using the cable jack?
Monitor. That was rather selfish.
I don't know. He was just leaving it in there for the hell of it. Like, after midnight when he'd finally pass out, we'd watch TV.
The same way they act when you're in a parking lot?
Oh, aggressively?
Just like swoop in?
Yes. Yes, he was.
I'm no sea breaker.
And the best thing was he was only
you
half Asian.
You do not own parking space.
So he had this weird, like, Darth Vader deep voice, but looked 100% Asian, just with a voice that didn't fit it at all.
Hello, my friends.
If you don't mind, I'm leveling up my white mage. Please excuse me for the next 6 hours. You know, stuff like that. And this guy would just sit there and play Final Fantasy and eat every day a steak covered in A1 off this one dirty A1 soaked plate.
Oh, no.
With one fork.
It's aged.
Well, to say,
knife.
You should have gone for the AIDS
one.
Blood prank.
One cup. Yeah. Got you. Here's your lifetime of AZT. Don't sue. No. And one day we're just bored as hell, and we're like, this guy never washes that stinking plate, the damn fork or his cup, does he?
That is disgusting.
Well, and so we...
Not as disgusting about what, as what's obviously about to come.
Well, yeah. So one of the guys is like, hey, why don't the three of us band together and just pee in this guy's cup?
Wait, simultaneously?
No, we took turns. We passed it off like a baton.
Like sword fighting?
Yeah, exactly. Like we held each other and kissed while we urinated. No. I learned a lot that
party.
Night. Yeah. No, so we pass this off, like, each of us fills this thing, like, almost to the top, and then we just leave his utensils soaking in it, like the blue fluid at the barber
Jesus.
Shop. And we dump it out a couple hours later, and, I mean, everyone gathered the next night to
Did
watch
you rinse it,
it
out to get rid of the smell?
No, because they were, like, they kind of wanted to know what to do, and I was like, we're not going to rinse a damn thing, we're just going to dump it in the toilet and leave it as is.
But wouldn't it still stink?
Nah.
Oh.
Oddly enough, it didn't.
Did you put his toothbrush in there?
No one ate
asparagus. That's how I progressed it, because those guys were, like, done with the joke after that.
Always pushing the envelope.
Yeah, but me, like, something clicked in my head where I was like, that is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen, that kid using stuff I've urinated on. And, like, for the rest of the semester.
Through a fine sense of humor that really...
We're talking easily, like, 2.5 weeks. Every night, I was pissing on something that was going in this kid's mouth. Like, typically, I would just, like, grab his toothbrush and hold it in my urine stream.
God!
And it was to the point, like, even the kids who'd perpetrated the initial prank with me were like, isn't enough enough? Like, even they had tailed off on it. Oh, it never got old to me, though.
It's like that mother in The Sixth Sense putting Drano in the kid's cereal.
Yeah. The...
Perpetually keeping them sick. No, that just reminded me, again...
Munchausen's kid.
Something else that involved Mr. Drew Morris.
Oh, good old Drew.
You know, one time we used to rehearse for those jazz and pizzazz shows. It was like the
jazz and pizzazz.
Jazz band and the show choir.
Explain to everyone what jazz and pizzazz was.
Yeah, it's like the school's jazz band and show choir doing like all kinds of garbage.
If you're at Chantilly High School in good old Shantucky, VA, you know what jazz and pizzazz is. Apparently it's called the real life glee, right? Wasn't there like some article written to that effect?
Yeah, we actually got voted. Well, not me, because I'm... A former member.
You're so far beyond it now.
But, yeah, I guess they got voted most like Glee in real life. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
Why would you want... I've never seen the show, so I guess I don't understand, but why would you want to be
I watched
voted?
All of 8 minutes
well, apparently
of Glee.
It's a big hit. I've never seen a second of it.
I know it has the funny old blonde lesbian, and it has a Jewish broad with a really jacked schnoz.
She does with not a vish look bod. Good. She looked good in, like, those...
Where she looks like a blow-up doll.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Rolling Stone pictures,
it's
I think.
A good look on her, yeah.
And she does not look like that. That is false advertising.
No, she has quite the little beak.
Photoshop is a bad thing.
It's not even Photoshop sometimes, just makeup and good
lighting. Angles, yeah. Good angles, yeah.
I don't know. You can take as many pictures as you want.
But, oh, everyone takes, I mean, if you're taking a junk photo, it's all in the angle, right?
Yeah, or you know, just take like a stupid MySpace picture back in the day. Yeah. No, we're all guilty of it. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Except for Brett Favre, who cares nothing of the flattering
oh,
angle.
Jesus. Doesn't even care enough to get it off.
Oh, it's like half limp, taken from like above, looking down.
Hey, baby, want to shoot a game of pool with my rope? Have you seen the Brett Favre pictures, Kate?
No.
Do you want to?
Not particularly,
Come
no.
on. We'll get a female's perspective on this.
I don't really care.
Come on.
Every man's stuff looks ridiculous. Every man looks ridiculous naked.
Even
I don't
pants.
Care how
That's
hot they are. No, it's true.
If you're in shape.
No, in shape and they're great. And then you got this weird thing just dangling off the front there. And it's just funny.
This is
I'm
the
sorry,
Elaine Bennis speech.
It's funny. It's,
I
can be attracted to
see,
them
that's American
and still laugh.
Because some, like, not fat but not in shape chick can get put in a bikini and people think she's hot. And I look at them like, no, they don't exercise. You can just tell.
The skinny fat, where it's not toned at all.
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of just held together, but they're living on friggin' martinis.
You know, it used to be that showing muscles was considered unhealthy. Like, you were supposed to have a layer of fat. Even guys were supposed to have a layer of fat.
Yeah, you
were supposed to have definition.
When was this awesome
era? That was this recently as the 50s.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's why, like, Marilyn Monroe and stuff, all the Zoftig-looking women.
Zoftig.
tough thing. Ruben-esque. Look at you, all the synonyms for fat.
I think I learned them from, like, cartoons, so don't give me too much credit.
Dudes were supposed to be fat?
They weren't supposed to be fat. You were supposed to be in shape, but you weren't supposed to show muscle definition.
Bodybuilding definitely hadn't caught on by that point.
Yeah. Bodybuilding was originally, like 55.
Freaks, like, watch the great Sandov, like, lift a woman with as many feet of strength.
Oh, yeah. Back
the
when
old school, like, handlebar.
The handlebar, and they were bald, yeah.
And it's just, the weight. Like, the barbell with two perfect slopes.
Oh, man. One arm, like, just holding a woman on his bicep.
Yeah. Or what was the name of that dude from the commercial where, like, the guy got sand kicked in his face?
Charles Atlas?
Atlas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be, like, the most successful advertising campaign of all time.
I mean, hell, we know. We never saw it.
Well, I just know because I read about Schwarzenegger's book.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure I've seen it parodied in, like, Looney Tunes or something. Where it's like the big guy comes on the beach.
Let's not even start on Looney Tunes, because we can get into like 30 minutes of why was Bugs always dressing like a chick and kissing guys.
And why was Pepe Le Pew a rapist?
Yeah. Same reason there was a whole movie about it. Well, not Bugs Bunny.
What movie?
But,
What, Tootsie?
No, before Tootsie. 7-Year Itch.
Pink Flamingo?
God, Pink Flamingos.
No, that's wholly different.
Oh, Pink Flamingos. God damn, that was a movie. 7-Year Itch. What's 7-Year Itch? I don't know. It's Monroe,
am
too,
I messing,
right?
Yeah, I might be messing this up, but it's
you're
Monroe
thinking
and
like
it's the two guys. Yeah, thank you.
Some Like It Hot.
I am. I knew it after I said it.
Well, yeah, no. Like even like the Greco-Roman days, all actors were male. So like, it was the role of a woman. It was a dude in drag.
Yeah, pretty much.
A whole lot gayer than just men being women in a play. Took place back
then. And then all parts in operas were sung by men, so
yeah, because
a lot of castrati's going on.
To know that women can't do anything.
That's right. Women can't even be trusted to sing in their natural voices, so we're just going to have to castrate several men to take care of that for
castrati.
Us.
Castrati.
Yes.
Look at Paula Abdul and Cara DioGuardi. Couldn't hack
what?
It. I don't know.
Watch
what?
That. Oh, don't diss Kara. I'm sorry. I always loved Kara, man.
She's a stupid C. She looked all right. I saw her.
Oh, I liked her dome piece. I liked her body.
Who Paula is she? What?
One of the judges
like the
on
one
Idol
year.
Was there, like, one
was
or
she
two
there
years.
1 year or 2 years?
Two, I think. Because this one was like...
Again, do not watch the show.
She was there with Paula 1 year. So that way when Paula left, it's like, oh, it's not someone new. She was there before.
Oh, okay.
Paula just left. We didn't add someone. Even though you know they added her. It was like
because Paula's back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they knew she was going to flake nutty. Out and they didn't want to pair. It was like the saddest thing. I heard this on Opie and Anthony. It was, God, what's his name? Jim Brewer talking about, do you remember when Chris Farley like hosted SNL like 2 weeks before he died or something?
No.
I do.
Oh. Yeah, but anyway. Like,
it was right around the time SNL he crapped on that bulldozer.
He was so effed up on drugs and stuff, they had Chris Rock standing in and rehearsing his own stuff. Just in case Chris Farley died, like, midweek. So they wouldn't have to lose a beat.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that's, like, apparently one of the great Farley stories. I want to say it was, it wasn't Brewer. Who is Christopher Walken impression? Jay Moore.
Jay Moore.
Jay Moore told a story about they were working really late. I want to say it was Farley, Moore, and Attell. And they were just writing it.
Was Attell an SNL writer?
Yeah, for a time, I believe.
Huh.
And Farley tries to stick his huge ass out the window and drop a deuce.
See, this is common behavior.
Yeah, out of the window. But he messes up, just like the man I'm looking at across the boards right now. And he just gets it all over himself. So he reaches down and just takes handfuls of his duke. And starts chasing around Moore and Attell with his duke all over his hand.
Jesus.
Like a snowball fight, except not.
God.
Yeah. I still like your story more, but that ain't bad, man.
Oh, that's so much worse.
Well, grabbing it. I mean, yours is so much funnier, though. I guess theirs is great because it's celebs. Like, you know them all.
Oh, just...
We're not there yet, and the guy who owns the bulldozer certainly ain't there yet.
Hands full of dung.
Well, screw it. I guess we can punch out right about now. I mean, it's fitty after.
I don't know. Make Kate look at Brett Favre's drunk.
Really? I mean, I'll look, but I'm going to tell you I'm going to laugh.
All right.
Well, the thing is...
for about 2 minutes. I do like that as an ending. We had all kinds of other stories, but
the whole thing is everyone makes fun of, like, how small it is. John and I were talking about it. Like, I mean, in some pictures, yeah. Like one picture.
Well,
where actually...
no. Let's preface this to sound manly. It's of course minuscule compared to what we're packing. But continue the story after that.
Yeah, but I mean, compared to like what they say the average size is, I don't get like.
Yeah, average is like super small.
Yeah, it's like 5 inches or something.
Yeah, and when I found that out when I was younger, not that I would. No, any of this. This is hypothetical. If I had found that out when I was younger,
you're greatly about, disappointed.
Well, so glad no,
about
that
the
Google
average,
now
I was like, "Holy crap! I have been extremely lucky because I had never experienced the average or anything else for that matter." My mom doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah. All right, come around the console.
All right,
I have found.
You've heard about the story, though, right? So we don't need to explain.
Yeah, no,
it.
No, big I know the story. I know the story. I just don't go
junk.
Look at.
God, I didn't. God.
I don't look at chubbies at work.
I'll never watch something about Mary's ending again.
I'll be true to you, Mary.
There. Like, there's the really tiny one where he's not really.
Yeah, that one's kind of sad because it's like you're not even trying.
What? Yeah, but there. Look at that. That's pretty god darn normal. I like how I censor myself as I stare at pictures of junk. Right, not disgusting.
I don't really have any. Like,
you don't care.
First of all, I don't care. And it's
walk around.
Some sheets. It's like just looking at two breasts.
Get behind the mic. Get behind the mic. It helps.
I can yell loud enough.
So what's your verdict?
It looks normal. I don't know. It didn't look
normal for
minuscule.
You though.
Well, it didn't look minuscule. Normal for
the
me is gargantuan for other
yeah,
women.
I was gonna say
it's pretty bad.
Remind me to shake Pants' hand twice next time I see it.
It's
shake
just,
above and below deck.
it looks normal. I mean, it doesn't look minuscule. It's hard to tell, I will say, because you don't get much of a reference in the photos.
That
so
is
it's like
true.
Sheets.
Well, that's the trick to all those pictures. No
yeah,
frame
right,
of reference.
Right. You know, you put it on a white background.
No frame of reference.
Yeah.
Have a baby's arm holding it. Pretend it's your own.
Get a little doll arm. Yeah.
You put it on a Ken doll hand.
Yeah, but you know, from what I could tell, I guess even the saggy one.
They're all saggy. That's the other bad thing. Like, why would you not rise to the
emphasize? Yeah, you know, emphasize your awesomeness.
Oh yeah, no. If I ever snap that stuff, it's more swollen than Don Corleone's heart.
Well, it's like the T-shirt says, "Go hard or go home."
Yeah. Didn't realize we were basing our lives around Big Johnson
Nike
shirt.
Slogans.
Oy. Well, okay, we can punch the hell out. I think we done good. We didn't get to talk about your favorite hobo ever, Ted Williams.
I don't care.
That's the spirit. Let the audience know.
Stupid bum.
Yeah, the bum who's now got better radio gigs than us.
I'm sure he'll be back off the wagon by next episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
He's going to go crazy and just like...
This guy managed to be a drug addict being like a mid-market Cleveland DJ or whatever. You really think international fame is going to greet him and not wreck his sobriety?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to like... That's why I didn't want to like, you know, say, talk about the same thing O&A did. But you know this guy is just going to flip out and like... He's going to be being interviewed by Matt Lauer and just like hit him over the head with a brick or something.
I don't
like,
think it'll
do
be
some
that. I just think in like
guy thing.
Another 2 years, he'll just
on
be...
the sauce.
Yeah, he'll be back on.
He even mentioned that like when they're offering him jobs. He's like, it makes me want some vermouth. He's like, of course I won't do that now.
Yeah, of course, yeah, you right. Son of a bitch. All right, you've been listening to...
See what
to...
happens when you get some ducats in your pocket.
Oh, yeah. It reminds me of that one scene from Conan the Barbarian, but I'm not going to quote it because we got to get the hell out of here.
That reminds me, I got to go home and drink.
There we go.
That's
all right.
Spirit.
You've been listening to Papa's Basement, and I thank ye for that. Again, if you want to listen live every Saturday, we are on 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, fcac.org/WEBR. Will.
Yo.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Plug your handle again.
Billy Basil on Twitter, BillyBasil. I will only write back to you if you're a hot female.
Kate!
Call it discrimination.
That's why he never writes back to me.
Plug two of your seven projects.
Atomic Kate, ATOIC. A-T-O-M-I-C. I can't get it right today. A-T-O-M-I-C-C-A-T-E. It's Atomic Kate with two C's.
M-U-S-E.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-T-I.
Aubrio-A-U-B-R-I-O-T. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, my Lord. And of
course...
Did
I hear the N-word in there?
Did I catch a niner? And of course...
Call him a walkie-talkie.
I am John Papa Giorgio. You can find me at Papa's Basement on Twitter, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Show website in papasbasement.com. Until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.